Hello, my darling. I hope this tape turns out a little better than the last one, because when I played the last one, I noticed that there was very little volume on it, and I don't know what the reason was, unless the tape was dirty. Well, tonight I cleaned up the tape, and we'll see if we can't get you a little better sound. I'll test this right now. Boy, did I have sound. I have to turn the volume down. Well, what I can't make up in my story to you tonight, my tales of woe, I'll have to make up in volume. What I can't make up in excitement and interest, I'll make up in volume. But I know just getting the tape and listening would be something. The mail has been terrible. Do you know that yesterday I got two letters from you that you mailed back in August, but I see why they were wrong was because they were addressed to the wrong team. You had team number 70-some. I think that's the one I gave you when I was going down to Canto or someplace. Anyway, told me all about you just getting your ticket and your passport, and every boy, you was happy and ready to go, and you'd see me in Manila. Then I received another one that you'd written in Manila. Geez, I don't know, a month ago, I guess. But I got the one you sent where you sent all the letters from Ruby, the one from Lorraine, and that was a pretty nice letter. You're getting kind of newsy. You're telling me a lot of stuff that's going on. And now it seems like you have a little more time to write. And you can sit there and construct a letter every now and then. Well, I hope you're having a pretty good time. You put a little plaintive note in there. Joe Blow's coming to Manila, and Mr. So-and-so's coming to Manila. When are you coming? Well, I'm coming about the 4th, 3rd or 4th of November, if I can get away, and I think I can get away. The chit went in. All I have to do is get it back approved from Saigon. But I don't know. Things go so slow. I'm kind of working myself a little bit. I don't know. I can't say it's work, the kind of work where you go, but I'm busy all the time. And I started an English class, and that keeps me in with this class about three nights a week, and it's grown so large that I'm going to have it five nights a week just to take care of the people, I guess. Kind of popular. I'm not really a good teacher, but I let these kids work on their own system, and it's a conversational English class, and they say they're getting some good out of it. I don't know. We'll see. Well, nothing really exciting going on here. Routine day after day stuff, and I've got to go down to Canto tomorrow. It seems like every time I'm talking to you, I'm heading for Canto the next day. That's a fact here. I'm going to knock out this tape and carry it down to Canto and mail it and see if it don't get to you a little faster. But I got to go to Canto for 2 days, and it's an orientation class on what the program is in Four Corps. I expect I'm going to learn a lot. I also expect I'm going to waste a couple of days, but here I go anyway. I have to get up in the morning and catch the 8 o'clock plane, and I have to leave my job here, and I don't know. I guess it'll run without me. I've had some bad, the other day a guy came and I wanted to resign, and he put in his resignation, and I approved it and went on through, and come back, and it seemed like he's worked an angle of some kind to get out of here and go to Saigon. And they'll pay him twice as much in Saigon and things like that, and that's against the law. They're not supposed to steal our people, and so we've got to do something about this guy. I feel responsible for it. Although it was a kind of a circumstance of events, I think somebody pushed this through me. I think some of our Vietnamese people here, whom I trust very highly, pushed this through and helped him out. I noticed that his answer came back fast from Canto also, like he'd gone down there and greased somebody's palm. Well, I hope not. This is the end of a long Sunday day. Sunday, I went in and worked all morning, and I came back at 1 o'clock. I had a English class, and I got rid of them at 2:30. We got a little club up here, and they were showing a movie, a Romeo and Juliet. So I wanted to see that, and I went up to look at it. Then it was all about half over when I got there. Then I went back to the office, spent the rest of the afternoon, and had chow at 5:30, and it's now about 6:30, and I'm going to get this tape written to you here in the moment of between the dark and the daylight, when the night is beginning to lower. Why I'm going to get this out of the way so that you and I can get in good conversational pieces, and I won't have to forget that I owe you a letter. And then, you know what I'm going to do later? They have another show. Boy, this is something. And we show it up in the club. And this will be some kind of cowboy picture, I guess. I'm glad you get to go to see the movies. If I were you, I'd head out every day and go to the movies, I think. If I were you, I'd go over and play golf every day. It's too bad you never took that up and became a champ. You'd have a good opportunity to spend your time. Maybe you better go to a beginner's bridge club and see if you can learn to play bridge. It looks like that's the end thing to do around here. I got a letter from Lou and Ruth. Or did you send it to me? I guess you sent it to me. Ah, they sent it to me. And they're doing real fine. And I'll send it to you when I get around to it. The letter from Ruby about Bob was kind of pathetic, wasn't it? I'm sorry to see them give up, but boy, they didn't waste any time. They bailed right out. Poor old Bob, I guess he just thought he saw nothing but pain and hardship. He just likes to work anyway. I don't think he wants to be a big wheel. But Lou and Ruth sound real, like he's real busy, and Lou says he's giving him more responsibility, and he's got everything working real good in his organization. So that's fine. He'll make out. And Ruth has got enough activity to keep her busy, according to this letter. She's